World Sport from the BBC with Andrew Horse, coming up in the next 10 minutes.
What now for Malky Mackay? Cardiff City comprehensively beaten by Southampton. All three goals coming in a whirlwind first half.
English Premier League side Cardiff dismissed their manager Malky Mackay thanks to a Thursday defeat and his turbulent relationship with owner Vincent Tan. Australia are bowled out for 204 in the fourth Ashes test, while Roger Federer is the latest tennis player to turn to a star of the 1980s as a coach. But we'll start with football, where Cardiff City have sacked Malky Mackay after weeks of disharmony between the manager and the club's Malaysian owner. Vincent Tan says Mackay was guilty of airing dirty linen in public and he could no longer tolerate it. Mackay has issued a statement saying he leaves the club with a solid platform and his head held high. However, Cardiff sit 1 point above the bottom three after just one win in their last eight games. And our reporter David Ornstein says the club's already been moving to appoint a replacement.
Well, Cardiff's attention turns straight to a new manager. The chairman, Mehmet Dalman, has been instructed by Vincent Tan, the owner, and the board to go and get this new appointment. He's already on his way. He's got one target and one target only. We don't know who that is, but the bookmakers are saying Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is the favourite, Sven-Goran Eriksson also in the mix, and Murat Yakin is there as well. So they'll be looking to make a swift appointment, and money will be available to spend. I'm told unrestricted funds will be there for new signings in the January transfer window.
Well, there have been public demonstrations of support for Mackay from the club's fans and sympathy from fellow managers. But Cardiff's honorary life president and the former owner, Sam Hammam, says his dismissal was overdue given the breakdown of relationships in the boardroom.
If you look at why we reached the Premier League, it was two things. Malky's ability, but also far more important, it was Vincent Tan's money. Now, if you ask yourself, if we had hired 10 reasonable managers with Tan's money, 8 would have brought you up. If you got 10 good managers and you didn't give them money, 2 would have brought you up. So the question is, are we up because of Vincent or because of Malky? Well, the answer is because of both. But by and large, in a very, very big percentage, it's because of Vincent.
The Liverpool manager Brendan Rodgers has been asked to explain his post-match comments about referee Lee Mason to the English Football Association after a 2-1 defeat at Manchester City. Rodgers questioned whether a referee from the Greater Manchester area should officiate in Liverpool's match against a Manchester team. He was unhappy with several decisions, but he says his comments were never intended to question Mason's integrity.
I'm someone that engages in supporting the referees. I'm not one that berating referees at all. After games, I'm always respectful. I ask my staff to be respectful on the pitch. We're never chasing fourth officials or anything on a match day, and I've had a number of referees in here to help and support what they do. So I think they know that when I come out and make a statement like I did yesterday, it was obviously emotional after the game, of course, but it was obviously something that I will speak on and speak honestly on.
Well, Manchester City have the chance to move to the top of the English Premier League on Saturday, with Arsenal not playing on Sunday. They face Crystal Palace at home with every chance of claiming that top spot. And their manager Manuel Pellegrini is expecting things to remain tight at the top of the table throughout the season.
At least we are near. We'll see what happened the last game. We have to play here against Crystal Palace, less than 48 hours, and Arsenal has a tough game also against Newcastle. So we'll see what happened, but I repeat, it's just the half of the Premier League. We have all the second half that will be very close, with 5 or 6 or 16 for the title.
Well, last year's champions Manchester United travelled to Norwich, who have beaten them twice in the Premier League era. Both victories were at Norwich's home ground, Carrow Road, and their manager Chris Hughton believes they can only do that again if they perform at their very best.
When you play against any team, but more so, of course, against the top teams with the best players, defensively you've got to be very good, and to not concede against them is always a feat. You need a keeper that's generally able to pull off a few good saves in that game. You've got to play as a unit, but you've also got to be a threat yourselves, and you don't generally expect to have many clear-cut chances, and of course on that day we certainly took one of the ones that we had.
Well, Arsenal are currently leading the Premier League. They face Newcastle United on Sunday, and no sides won more points away from home than Arsene Wenger's team so far. The German international defender Per Mertesacker thinks they're in a good position to compete for the title.
This week with three games, you have to switch on quickly and just forget about the last results and just think we are strong enough to come back, especially after we conceded. We showed we struggled a bit, but then we came back in an even stronger way. So I think that is a good thing for the whole season. And in that period, I can't remember that we got so many points. The last 2 years, we haven't got so many points.
The German Bundesliga side Hannover have dismissed their coach Mirko Slomka. They went into the winter break in 13th place, 4 points above the relegation zone, and the club have lost all 8 of their league away games. Slomka had helped them make 2 appearances in the Europa League during his 4 years in charge, including 1 trip to the quarter-finals. Now to cricket and the 4th Ashes test in Melbourne, where England found wicketkeeper Brad Haddin a problem in their efforts to take a significant first innings lead.
Anderson it is to Haddin, needing 1 for 50. Haddin drives and it's in the air, it's gone straight back over Anderson's head, and it is Monty who comes into the action for the first time today. Fielding at long on, the cheer is for Haddin's 50. Well, that is the 5th time in this series that he's reached 50, 5 times in 6 innings. And what a tremendous performance that is by him. It really amazing.
Well, England eventually dismissed Australia for 204 after a 40-run last wicket stand between Haddin and Nathan Lyon. That gave England a 51-run first innings lead, and they're 7 without loss now in their second innings. South Africa's Dale Steyn took another 5-wicket haul to help bowl India out for 334 in their first innings in the second test in Durban. Steyn finished with 6 for 100, with Jack Callis taking his 200th test match catch. And in reply, South Africa were 82 without loss at stumps. Steyn was delighted with his bowling after a frustrating first test and day one of the second.
I always talk about getting that one soft dismissal. You know, if you can get a soft dismissal, you can kind of get on a roll and maybe bowl. Then your good ball will get a wicket. You know, often you bowl a good ball and doesn't get a wicket. So you kind of just need that momentum shift. And today I was lucky enough to get that little soft one that was down the leg side. It just kicked a little bit of momentum up for me, and my tail was up and I was able to pick up a couple of wickets, which I wasn't able to do in Joburg. So I don't really mind it too much. I'm happy that I've come through better. You kind of learn from these things, and at the end of the day I'm actually quite stoked. I think I was talking to Al and said it's probably one of my better fifers that I've taken, purely because I've gone so long without actually taking a wicket. Most people would capitulate and, you know, not be able to come back from that, but I'm quite happy and proud of myself that I was actually able to pick myself up and carry on going.
And in Abu Dhabi, Sri Lanka's Dinesh Chandimal hit a half century for the first time in 11 months to give them a 2-wicket victory over Pakistan in the 5th and final one-day international. He helped them chase down 233 with just 2 balls to spare. Pakistan's captain, Misbah Ul-Haq, top-scored with 51 for them for his 15th half century of the year, finishing the year as the leading scorer in limited overs cricket. And Roger Federer is the latest top men's player in tennis to recruit a star of the 1980s as his coach. He's going to work with the former Wimbledon champion Stefan Edberg, and they'll pair up for a 10-week period, starting with the first Grand Slam event of the season, the Australian Open. And the Swiss describes Edberg as his childhood hero. Well, it follows a recent pattern with Boris Becker recently teaming up with Novak Djokovic, and the French Open winner Michael Chang is working with the Japanese player Kai Nishikori. A reminder of our top story, the Cardiff manager Malky Mackay has been sacked by the English Premier League club. That's the latest world sport from the BBC.